Hello everyone. This is an audio boo I've specifically recorded for those of you who are very interested in the batch flower remedies, and particularly for occupational health experts with whom I've had the honour of working with over the last 10 years, and in fact over 10,000 hours of referrals from occupational health in such areas as the health service, the fire and ambulance, and also city councils. And whilst I haven't been charged with specifically referring people for the use of the batch flower remedies, when my clients have asked specifically about the remedies, then I have introduced them to them and they have made the choice of using them. So I'd like to share with you a couple of case studies with regards to them, and to offer also, if you'd like to talk with me further to understand the benefits, then do please contact me directly. The remedies work entirely on redressing imbalances within our thoughts and emotions, and on average we all have 70,000 thoughts a day, and unless we have a sufficient level of emotional intelligence, most of us find it difficult to discern negative thoughts and emotions, and these can lead, of course, to stress. And managing stress is one of the most important things that we all need to learn how to do. I can only speak anecdotally, but I've used the remedies in two areas, one of which is shock and trauma, and I'd like to share with you a case study with regards to the rescue remedy, and then the everyday challenges that we all experience, which is often where I have clients referred from occupational health, chronic issues due to work and home situations, and relationship issues both at work and at home, illness of self and others. And these are the common challenges that we all face. Now, as far as the rescue remedy is concerned, there has been a trial on this in America, a double-blind clinical trial comparing a standard dosage of rescue remedy against a placebo. This was conducted in a sample of 111 individuals aged between 18 to 49. I'm reading from the report where it says the statistical analyses indicated that only the high state anxiety treatment subgroup demonstrated a statistical significant difference between pre-test and post-test scores. The results suggest that the rescue remedy may be effective in reducing high levels of situational anxiety. Frankly, I cannot recommend rescue remedy highly enough. We should all have at least one bottle around our person. I've used it in car accidents, with people in trauma. If they cannot take it orally, it can be put on their pulse points. I gave it to a detective last week, actually, who was interviewing me for one of my clients who's unfortunately gone through a trauma, and I'm a witness. And he was stressed with over 17 cases he was currently handling. And I gave him some rescue remedy and he visibly calmed down. And that's the most amazing thing. One calms down and one is able to have a wider perspective on the issue in hand and able to handle oneself. It is absolutely amazing. But going now back to the everyday challenges, I'm going to just go through a couple of case studies that I've taken. One is from my other website, which is www.workingconsciously.co.uk. And I'm going to start with that one. This was a facilities manager who was referred to me. And she'd signed herself off with stress, because due to a new computer hardware that was going to be put into her offices, she was asked to move elsewhere while the program was put in hand. She took this to believe her work wasn't good enough and signed herself off with stress. Now, on meeting her, whilst her presenting problem was acute shock, in her view, this had traumatised her. She felt she wasn't good enough in her work. So we had to deal with the presenting problem. And that did require the rescue remedy, Walnut for Change, which is an also brilliant one, because so many of us find it difficult to handle change. And she was overwhelmed, so we gave her Elm. But actually, her chronic problem was her ability to manage change. And actually, 5 years before, she'd suffered a divorce and not been able to cope with the divorce. Her way of doing that was to ignore it and focus more upon her work. So she was getting in an hour earlier than anyone else and leaving an hour later than anyone else. And this had really caused the problem. Her life was her work. So, of course, being asked to move from one work to another caused her the problem. And this was where we used remedies to build up her self-confidence, deal with the fears and enable her to move forward. I can go in more depth with this to tell you the remedies that we use with that, but I wanted to give you that as one example. Another was an example of a 45-year-old manager who had been referred to me due to stomach complaints, and the occupational health expert decided that this was much more to do with stress. He'd had a lot of time off due to the stomach complaints. And on talking, I found that he had very much a perfectionist outlook onto life, and his colleagues, his peers, he found it quite difficult to work with them because, in his view, they weren't working at the same level nor at the same ability as he was. So he was finding himself taking on more and more work. So we had to deal with his perfectionism. There actually are two remedies specifically around looking at life and giving oneself a hard time on handling oneself. And this, of course, was giving him frustration as well and anxiety because he was handling many more balls in the air than he should do. And I think we all know about handling too many balls in the air. And there certainly is a remedy for that, which is ELM. And so many of us do that. And sometimes we just need to be able to step back and, if you'll forgive the pun, see the wood from the trees and handle ourselves in different ways rather than taking on more and more. And this man specifically was taking on more and more. So the chronic problem was much more to do with why he took more on more and more. And when we found out that, which was due to his relationship with his father, we were then able to deal with, in fact, his lack of confidence in his relationship with his father and trying to be what, in fact, he wasn't, because in his view, this was where he might actually gain some good merit with his father. And we found that that was where we needed to support him to let go of his frustration and his own disappointment in his view that he'd let his father down, and for him to be able to learn how to be assertive, to be open and truthful with his colleagues that actually he had taken on too much, the reasons why he had taken on too much, and for him then to share the workload and actually handle himself in a far more positive and proactive manner. And the outcome was, lo and behold, the stomach problem improved. It is incredible how the mind and the emotions can affect us physically. I remember giving a talk in a hospice environment and the people saying to me, "And we know if our pain is worse, we are thinking negatively, and this will make our pain much worse." Dr. Batch recognised this, and his remedies are purely dealing with thoughts and emotions, not the physical, but the thoughts and emotions. There now is a science called psychoneuroimmunology, a module of which is an important part now in the medical model. And it's a science of the body and the mind connection. And Dr. Batch could see this all the way back into the 1920s during the First World War. I cannot offer highly enough how amazing the remedies are and how they help people to move through their processes. And this is why I have a reputation for enabling people to move through their processes in six sessions. And my references in LinkedIn will show you that. Do please look me up, Anne Bruce, my two websites. And also do give me a call if you would like further information or to have a consultation with me free to understand more about how the remedies might help you and also your employees. Thanks so much.